What the bleep happened here?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Freddie said to search the place from top to bottom. Wouldn't you know we'd be the ones to search the attic? Like this place looks like a storeroom for spider webs.
And I gotta talk about an effing dog diet.
Filled with haunted spider webs and Case. Creepy old looking chests.
Casey Case.
Wonder what's in them. Yo! Funny place to keep bats. Hope they've all, like, flown the coop. There's nothing in here but a bunch of old costumes. Hey, somebody around here must have been in showbiz. Maggie. Yeah?
This would be Scooby.
Zoink! Very funny. But don't take it off. You look better with it on.
The Don and Mike Show.
I helped it.
Idiots, because they choose to be Don and Mike.
Yeah. Let's get our Christ on.
Those fingers.
No offense to JC, but I was looking for this one.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? Yeah?
That's. Hey, and you're playing a little chairman of the board.
Yeah.
All right. It's witchcraft.
In full disclosure, I should point out that there was a point in our lives when Mike and I did dress up on Halloween with our radio
True.
Show.
Did
but
we?
I'd like to say we did it with more panache. Cause
did we?
Well, here's the thing.
I know you did because you had a kid.
You got chased.
You did because you went out with your kid. I mean, that was the
I always
point.
Wore my Batman suit.
Oh, that's right.
I do remember one time, though.
What did I do?
We did dress in drag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we went to... Well, when they'd book us at a Halloween party, when we had to, and then we judged one of them, and we were, like, accosted, and we vowed that we would never judge another contest again.
Here is Matt the Pollock right now, who's going to try to outdo Joe Ardinger on Trick or Beer.
Hmm. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, here he is, the fiery right-hander.
Now, I think we should all be made aware of the fact that when he was a semi-regular on this program a short time ago, we began to hate him as well.
Oh,
so
sure.
there's the little caveat for all of you, and we'll see how it goes. Because he doesn't have any costume on, right?
Yeah, Mike, I believe his looks are
and his,
costume enough.
And his winning personality is...
I believe so.
His assertiveness is going to... He
could walk up and simply say, hello, I'm the halitosis man. And you would believe him.
Matt, have you given any thought to what you're going to say if anybody asks about your lack of costume?
Well, I'm sure I can improvise. I am a smart young Jewish lad.
All right.
Okay.
That's why I've gone with Koufax. Let's take out Ardinger and put in
right
Koufax.
Now.
Go ahead. Make it happen. Matt the Pollock.
Happy Halloween, m'lady. Matt the Pollock from the Don and Mike Show. I'm here to trick or beer. Do you have any alcohol you could possibly give me on this holiday? Nope. You're not prepared at all. It is Halloween, after all.
The pushiness.
You haven't. You don't have any beer at all. What about any wine? You're not going to give me. What if we just shared a glass? Then I'm not.
Oh dear! There he goes.
You just want to ask for an item, just an item.
A little too pushy.
Just an item. There
he is already gone overboard.
Any personal effects you could part with on this?
Personal effects.
Jewelry.
Like I see a nice little American flag. That is very festive. I am patriotic, after all.
Will you take that? Can you get that?
What's she saying there, Matt?
Survive you? She doesn't seem to be very giving on this holiday.
Oh, that's a shame. Piece of cheese from the refrigerator.
Matt, we're going to give you every opportunity we gave Joe. Ask her for something like aspirin or...
A pickle?
Yeah. Well, this patient's giving me a little bit of a headache. Do you think I could have a Tylenol or aspirin, perhaps? You don't have any aspirin? What about a NyQuil? You have nothing? Can I take the top of your jack-o'-lantern?
Ask her if she may have a bar of soap.
Could I have a bar of soap, perhaps? Used or unused. I'm cool with both. Okay, she's getting me a bar of soap.
A bar of soap. Hey, success.
Right. Now, Matt, I want to tell you, this is all the help you're going to get.
Right.
Next time you're on your own, you got to go through the list. And don't try to pick up the woman. And
I know. A glass of wine is going to get the cops called, boy. Do you understand that?
It's a bit forward.
work on that.
She's getting you a bar of soap. She's probably getting her husband's handgun.
Good-looking woman, Matt?
Very much so. Uh-huh.
And, oh, really?
Thank you so much, ma'am. Happy Halloween.
So what'd you get there, boy?
I got an Irish Spring bar of soap.
Oh, Irish Spring. Bring that back to the station. We can use that. I'd like to have that rather than the other soap.
All right, now go to the next house, and you're totally on your own. There's going to be no coaching. No signs from the bullpen.
You're listening to Trick or Beer with our middle reliever.
Matt has taken over for Joe.
And maybe. It's Trick or Treat for Beer, Matt.
All right. It's dead. I'm moving on to the next one.
Okay. It's dead. See, right away. And telling us what he's doing.
Mike, that's why we made this move to the bullpen.
Are you in a little townhouse community or are these single-family homes?
These are single-family homes. I see a few little kids starting to get dressed to trick-or-treat.
Okay.
Be a good place to start.
All right, very good.
Anybody appear scared at you? Scared about you with the way you look? Matt?
Yes, what was that?
Are you ringing the bell now?
Yes, I'm ringing the bell.
All right, very good. Make sure you tell us what you were doing. Remember what the starter did.
Okay. Yeah, I walked up to the house. This is the second one. The last one had no answer. Uh-huh. I knocked on the door. I rang it a couple times. Not getting much response.
Move on then, boy.
I'm off.
Move on.
All right.
I'm off with a bar of soap in his hand.
Move on. Now, I got a question. I just saw Joe without his suit on here in the studio.
Right.
Is Joe done for the day?
I have no idea. Let's find out.
Robbie?
Where is Joe?
He had to come back and disrobe because he was overheated and he had to go to the bathroom. I believe he's ready to go out if you want him back out.
Well, if this is a competition...
I think Joe's got to get back out.
Yeah, and then there is kind of an original flavor to it when Joe does it. And,
right now, he's in the back room in his underwear.
Hi, Joe!
We'll get back out. Is Joe really back there?
On the doorbell?
I believe so.
Oh, Matt's up to a house again. Hold on.
I don't see him.
Hello, happy Halloween, my lord.
Yes.
My name is Matt DePaul with the Don and Mike Show. I'm here to trick a beer. Do you have a beer for me?
No.
Do I have a beer? Oh, what about perhaps a little bit of wine?
No.
What about a mixed drink? Daniel's vodka, gin and tonic?
What an idiot.
What about a personal effect?
Personal effect.
Something very festive in light of the holiday. Candy is very overrated. It's not in the spirit of the holiday.
I swear to God, I'd buy a gun if he came to my door.
You have something. Golf ball. Do you have something perhaps more alcoholic?
Nope.
Now, if he gives you something, what did he give you?
What did he give you, Matt?
Thank you very much. Happy Halloween.
What did he give you?
He gave me a Nike Swish golf ball.
A Nike golf ball. You don't ask for more once you get something.
Right?
You're already outpacing Joe.
You've definitely got, but he hasn't gotten any beer yet.
No, just a golf ball.
And Matt, it's trick or treat for beer. It's not trick or beer.
Trick or treat for beer. Okay, I'm coming up on another house right now. This seems to be a lovely family outside.
He's moving at a rapid pace.
Pause for a second, Matt.
Pause.
This in from the Joe front.
Is that P-A-W-S?
Yes, he's washed his face.
Oh, look at this. What does this mean?
Are you dropped out, Joe?
Huh?
Are you done this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to someone who wants to play. Let's go back to Matt.
Oh, happy Halloween, guys.
Twitter.
Halloween. My name is Matt DePaul from the Don and Mike Show. I'm doing Trick or Treat for beer. Do you guys have any beer you can share with me this Halloween?
No beer.
No beer for you. She is pregnant, as she pointed. What about you? Do you have any alcoholic beverages on the premises?
Nope.
Nothing?
Drink beer.
You don't drink beer? Do you have any other personal effects we could possibly part with on this Halloween?
I love personal effects.
What an idiot.
You've got chocolate.
You have some chocolate?
No candy.
No candy.
Any other gifts that you'd be giving away on Halloween other than edible?
Anything from the refrigerator.
How about a washcloth?
Noisemaker.
Noisemakers? I'll take a noisemaker.
A noisemaker. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Somehow not getting the alcohol, but it sounds really like the people might not have the alcohol.
Could it be that he looks he's 15?
Turned into a scavenger hunt.
You got it there?
She's going inside to retrieve the item for me.
This is
going to
be great. The one thing Matt can really use is a noisemaker.
Well, see, now he can make that his costume.
Matt, you should know. You should know that Joe has officially thrown in the towel.
Has he? He's a quitter.
He's a quitter. You hear that?
We never got an explanation as to why Joe just came back. He was done.
No, Joe, you really should come in and state your case is what we want.
The tattoos.
Oh, that's one of them. And she's even giving me a tattoo.
Giving you a temporary tattoo.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
So let's hear your noisemaker.
Cool. Matt, how are you storing all of this stuff that you're getting?
I'm really just kind of overstuffing my pockets at the moment.
Very good.
I like that.
All right, Matt.
All right, next house, I'm coming up.
All right, make it happen. We got 1 minute here. We got to hit a break.
Let's see if he gets a beer.
Got to get a beer.
That's a nice knock.
I am highly entertained.
It's a can-do attitude, Mike. That's why he's got ass tattooed on his arm.
Hello, my lord. Happy Halloween. My name is Matt DePaul with the Donna Mike Show. Happy Halloween. Doing trick or treat for beer.
I get it over the phone. I don't have to do it face to face. I'm ready to do it.
Are you? Well, do you have perhaps an alcoholic beverage you can give me on Halloween and then be on my merry way?
Rockville police, they look out for that. Hey,
is that a senior citizen, Matt?
I think the guy said the police look out for this.
He said the police told him to look out for this.
Do you have anything that you could give me for Halloween? It is a very festive giving holiday as it is.
Yes. What's that? You're 10 minutes too late.
You gave away all your beer already.
I didn't.
You didn't? Well, I see an empty box of wine out front. Do you happen to have a glass of wine inside by any chance?
A glass of wine? No, you can't get a. Can't take a glass of wine
ask
with
for
you.
For a personal effect again.
You have
yes. Just claim to be a hat.
You could have caught my wife. Who was going up to
well, do you happen to have a personal effect by any chance that you could contribute to the Donna Mike Show? Nothing?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. What about like a can of soda or pop, if you will?
A canned food?
Is this a senior, Matt?
Yes, it is.
I can tell.
Maybe some denture grip?
One, that'd be wonderful.
That's all I'm going to keep.
It'll be much appreciated. Thank you very much, sir. He's now retreated back to the house to get me a glass of something.
He's getting you a glass of something.
It really is.
No idea what it's going to be in it, but it.
Do you think Joe is incredibly jealous right now?
I can't tell with Joe. I can't tell whether he cares or not. It's hard to tell today. We didn't get the recap. We didn't get the concluding speech from Joe.
Not yet.
There is an I in Artinger.
Yes.
Because I say there's no I in team. I know Joe's a team guy.
Of course he's a team guy.
If he can't get the bid done and someone younger with maybe a little more get up and go wants to get it done, I'm sure Joe is okay with that.
Well, maybe we could get Joe's thoughts on young Matt.
He put a lot of energy in his makeup.
Yeah, he did. He put a lot of effort into it, but he came back and immediately washed it off.
Meanwhile, here's the prodigy. Here's the future right here, the franchise. This fiery young right-hander from Potomac, Maryland.
Waiting on a senior citizen to get him a beverage at this point unknown.
I had my eye on this guy way back when he was at B'nai Israel. I'm telling you, I watched this boy. Bagel City. I said, this cat got something.
Oh, there's two of them. Oh.
Get out of here.
Happy Halloween.
What did you get, you idiot?
He got me two mini-sized cans of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. All right. I should point out, though, with all this talk about the upstart, Mr. Artinger succeeded in getting beer.
No beer here.
Yeah, Joe did get 4 beers and a half gallon of orange juice.
We have not gotten any beer. Matt has not succeeded in getting beer.
All right, Matt, we'll check back with you.
All right.
All right, goodbye now. Joe, how you feeling back there?
I'm still winning.
That's why he can break.
All right, well, touche.
Any regrets, Mr. Artinger?
No, but my wife wants me to get up and go back out there.
Your wife is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Your wife has the right attitude.
What are you enjoying for Halloween dinner, Joe?
A pretzel.
Get back out there. Do it for your wife, Joe.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, good man.
Very good.
Grab the tiger by the tail.
Now we're going to have a little competition.
Very little.
No need to click off that page, though. No need to close that page on the Drudge Report. There you go.
You got the fish eyes.
Yeah. Excuse me, 2020. Hello. When we come back, hey, Al or Vic, which are you, which am I?
I'm Victor, I think.
Yeah, you are. And you're
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor
Anus.
Yeah, that's my name.
And it's time for us to talk to something to do with a pumpkin castle.
Have your skills gotten any better over the years?
Kind of a Halloween thing. Plus, we got the two knuckleheads going against each other trying to get some beer.
Yeah, Matt the Pushy Pole and Joe Artinger with the tiger outfit. Yeah. Happy Halloween, and we hope that All Hallows Eve is a good one for you.
Come on by.
Get yourself a bagel.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Got to point out, Matt the Pole, no beer yet. No beer.
See, like five Gwen Stefani's out there. Oh, crazy.
Oh, look at that. Aren't you adorable? That is just fantastic.
But if I see one more big penis walk through the door, I'm going to say enough.
This is crazy kooky stuff, isn't it? Hey, look at that. It's Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, that guy that has the octopuses.
Davy Jones.
Hi, Borat.
Davy Jones and another Borat. You're our seventh Borat tonight. Get me an Uzi. Get me a semi-automatic weapon, please.
Okay, kids. Scared yet? We'll be right back. Alan Vick after the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.